Okay, starting from page number 109, which is for process 2, perform quality assurance under the project quality management knowledge area. Here you see a yellow star, and you can write up to 5 questions expected from this process in the exam. First is the definition of perform quality assurance. Is the process of auditing the quality requirements and the results from quality control measurements to ensure appropriate quality standards and operational definitions are used, to be highlighted in green. While performing quality assurance for manufacturing the drug, some of the tools you may use are quality audit, which is an appraisal tool and is a structured independent process to determine if project activities comply with organizational and project policies, processes and procedures. The quality audit is a very important tool used for quality assurance. If you remember, you saw some of the under the cost of quality, we had 2 categories, cost of conformance and cost of non-conformance, and this quality audit comes under the appraisal costs under cost of conformance. The quality audit definition to be highlighted in green. Next is the process analysis. This identifies needed improvements by examining problems, constraints and non-value-added activities during process operation. Non-value-added activities means from technical it's a technical term, and it is defined in a way that any activity for which the customer, for example, is not willing to pay. For instance, if in a process of production of a product, two processes are the location of two processes are such that when one process is completed, the product is then the semi-finished product is then moved from one process location to the other process location. Now this movement is, of course, is not paid by the customer. This is limitation of how the factory is designed and how the machines and processes are laid out in your facility. So this from a technical and process improvement perspective, process analysis perspective, this movement is actually a non-value-added activity, since the customer does not this activity does not add value to the actual product. The product remains the same, no change happens in the product as far as the value of the product is concerned. So again, process analysis identifies needed improvements by examining problems, constraints and non-value-added activities during process operation. So when these non-value-added activities and other problems and constraints are identified, then they are either eliminated or tried to be reduced. The steps of process analysis are outlined in the process improvement plan. This para to be highlighted in yellow. Quality assurance can also use any of the plan quality management and control quality tools. Other quality management and control tools include affinity diagrams. We have already touched affinity diagrams in one of our previous knowledge area. These are used to visually identify logical groupings based on natural relationships to generate ideas. Different activities, different elements of the process are grouped together in order to enhance the understanding of the process, as well as to benchmark improvements and plan improvements in different areas and different sections of the process. And their interrelationships are also marked. So any priorities in the process improvement can be planned. Next is the process decision program charts. PDPC are used to understand goals,
in relation to the steps required to achieve them. From the PMP perspective, there is no need for an in-depth knowledge of these tools, but a general knowledge and information about what quality management and control tools are used is enough from the PMP perspective, PMP exam perspective. Interrelationship diagraphs are an extension of relationship diagrams that can be used for creative problem solving of complex situations that have many logical relationships. Tree diagrams are used to represent decomposition hierarchies. For example, WBS is a tree diagram, RBS, which is a relationship, which is a resource breakdown structure, and OBS, organizational breakdown structure, or other dependent relationships used for decision making, for example, decision tree. And they are useful for visualizing parent-child relationship throughout the branches. Prioritization matrices identify key issues and evaluate alternatives to define a set of implementation priorities. They are used to define a set of implementation priorities. A set of prioritized and weighted criteria are used to assign a mathematical score used for ranking options. Next is the activity network diagram. There are two types of these diagrams, activity on node and activity on arrow. These are arrow network diagrams like activity on node, AON, and activity on arrow, AOA, techniques used for project scheduling activities, which incorporate PERT and CPM methods. In the time management knowledge area, we've already seen the network diagrams and scheduling techniques. This has already been covered there. Metric diagrams are used to perform data analysis within the structure of the matrix. They show the strength and relationships for the various factors, causes, and objectives in the rows and columns of the matrix. Next, we move on to page number 111, where you can see some section questions. A structured independent process to determine whether project activities comply with organizational and project policies, processes, and procedures is called, this is an appraisal activity, and it is called quality audit. To identify needed improvements by examining problems, constraints, and non-value-added activities during process operation, you can use process analysis, where you map all the activities and then do the relationships, identify value-added and non-value-added activities, and then you try to eliminate or reduce the non-value-added activities and try to optimize or automate value-added activities. And in this way, you are able to reduce the overall cost of the process, the overall throughput, and the overall lead time, the time that the process takes to convert the raw material, convert the raw resources into value-added usable resources for the customer. The next is the quality audit is a tool for which process? It is for perform quality assurance process. The process of auditing the quality requirements and the results from quality control measurements is called quality assurance. The key tools you use while performing quality assurance is quality audit and the process analysis. Next is the control quality, and this has much importance from the PMP exam perspective, and up to 15 questions are expected from this process number 3 of this knowledge area, quality management. The definition is quality control quality is the process of monitoring and recording results of executing the quality activities to assess performance and recommended necessary changes to be highlighted in yellow. Some common terms to be aware of are prevention. Prevention involves keeping errors out of processes using proper planning and design. Inspection involves keeping errors out of the hands of the customer. So you can see that see the difference. Prevention is actually targeted toward the process by improving it in order to avoid any defect production. And inspection is actually done at the end of the output end of a process, and it is actually designed in the process in order to keep the defective parts away from the customer and stopping them before they reach the customer. So external loss is to be avoided. Next is the attribute sampling. It assesses whether the quality control result conforms to the standard or not. Variables sampling involves measuring results on a continuous scale to determine the degree of conformity. Tolerances are set to determine whether results fall within a predetermined tolerance range. Tolerance limits are referred to as specification limits in some industries and organizations. Control limits are thresholds which can indicate whether a process is stable or out of control. Control limits are set, so there are two control limits, and this is covered in the section under the control charts. There are two limits, the lower limit and the upper limit, and the process is continuously monitored, and the outputs results are charted on the control chart, and stability of the process, the precision and accuracy of the process is measured. On the next page, page 112, and on page 111, terms from prevention to control limits, these are to be highlighted in yellow. On page number 112, you have a first term called precision, refers to how close or exact a set of measurements are to each other. And accuracy is referring to how close points are to the true or correct value. Precise measurements may not be accurate. From the diagram below, you can see that the green boxes are actually some of them are very accurate. One of it is right in the bullseye. The second is very near to the correct value. Third is far, and two other are on the out limit. But all of these five green boxes are not very near to each other. So this means that this data is somewhat accurate, but it's not precise. It is not behaving in the same manner always. But the other, you can see some brown plus signs, and they are very near and grouped at one place. So this means that the process is actually performing in the same manner. It's stable, but there is one or two variables which are which, if you change these, the process will be able to perform in a way that it will be precise as well as accurate, and it will give you results which are accurate and according to the correct value. So this also implies that whenever a process is precise but it's not accurate, the other situation is that the process is giving some accurate values but there is a lot of dispersion and the project and the process is not stable, then it's easier to correct a process which is more precise, because the process is actually performing in a stable manner and giving results which are grouped together at one place, which are grouped together, and the results are very near to each other. So there are not many variables that you will be required to change in order to take the group of activities, the group of results back near to the correct value. But when the dispersion, the distribution, the divergence is large of the results, the outputs of the process, that means that the process is very unstable, and there are more than one, or there are many variables that need to be corrected in order to make the process stable and behave in a precise manner. These two terms to be highlighted in green, the precision and accuracy. In the dashboard, the red cross darts are more precise but less accurate. The green scare darts are more accurate but less precise. Next, we are moving to 7 quality tools, which are also known as 7 QC tools, and they are often used for quality control activities. It's not necessary that they are all used, but some of them are used, and some in different situations. These different charts have different utility in different industries, in different situations, depending on the process. They include these cost and effect diagram, which is also called a fishbone diagram because of its shape, and it's also called Ishikawa diagram. And Ishikawa is the Japanese expert who proposed this kind of analysis. Flow charts is the next tool, then check sheets, Pareto diagrams, and histograms, control charts, and scatter diagrams. In the next sections, we will go into details of each of these QC tools, all of these 7 QC tools.